Now, look, you are at the moment, Jermaine, in the middle of a lot of rumours. There are lots of rumours flying around the internet about you. Jermaine Jackman, look me in the eye and tell me, are you going to be representing us in Eurovision?
Sam, I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to tell you. You have to wait till Saturday. I'm joking. No. It's not me. I received a lot of tweets, a lot of emails over the past 24 hours about if I'm doing the Eurovision, and it's not true. I'm just letting everyone know it's not true.
Have you been asked?
No, I haven't been asked at all. What's happened is that I said on my Facebook page that I'm going to make an announcement this weekend, and I think they're making the announcement for the UK entry of the Eurovision after The Voice.
After The Voice,
so
yeah.
So everyone's putting two and two together and saying, okay, The Voice winner is going to be the UK entry for The Voice. And unfortunately, no, it's not me.
You say unfortunately. Would you have been up for it?
Yeah, I would have been up. You know, I'm always up for singing. Eurovision gets like, what, 124 million people viewing it?
Yeah, it's like crackers. It's huge.
It's a great platform to perform in order to promote the great music here in the UK. But yeah, maybe Ed Sheeran should do it, seeing as he sold so many records worldwide.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year. If they asked you next year, would you be up for it?
I think I might be busy with my own album, but we'll see.
We'll see.